Just in time for summer, the folks at Epic Brewing have released a new canned cocktail, the Utah Margarita. A delicious blend of real lime and agave, the Utah Margarita is ready to drink by the river or in the park. And here's the kicker, no need to buy it at a liquor store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or visit Epic Brewing on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. Here's what Salt Lake's talking about. NBA All-Star Weekend kicks off tonight, and our beloved city will be on the world stage, which raises three big questions for me. One, can we handle it? Two, who is this for? And three, how can I have fun for under $50? It's Thursday, February 16th, 2023. I'm Allie Vallarta, and this is CityCast Salt Lake. Andy Larson, Jazz Beat reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune. Welcome back to CityCast Salt Lake.
Thank you for having me, as always. Love being on the CityCast.
Big week for you.
Yeah, I'm legit actually super excited. Like, you know, there's kind of like some eye rolling around like NBA All-Star stuff, and I get it because it's like for the fancy people, and not everyone in Salt Lake has the $1,500 necessary to go to the All-Star game. But like, there's so much random other stuff that's happening around Salt Lake City. And you know, the last time we had one of these was 30 years ago. So like, it feels like a good, I don't know, something to take advantage of, at least when it's a once in a generation kind of thing, right?
Yeah, completely. Let's start by talking about Ryan Smith. Billionaire Jazz owners Ryan and Ashley Smith gave a press conference this week ahead of NBA All-Star weekend in which they pitch their vision for Utah on the world stage. What is that vision?
Their vision is they want kids to think that Utah is cool. Yeah, I mean, literally, yeah. That's it. And so I think like some of that is their tech summit stuff, like, hey, Utah is, you know, Silicon Slopes. Utah is like the second or third coolest place for tech in the world and blah, blah, blah. A whole lot of it, honestly, is like getting players to stick around for the All-Star game, getting celebrities to come to the All-Star game, and kind of the like skiing and marketing, and, you know, Nike and Adidas are throwing parties here and all of that. But clearly, like, Ryan is trying to overcome the Utah stereotypes and show the world that you can have a good time in Salt Lake City. And, you know, to some extent, like, he wants to kind of change the next generation's point of view on it, too.
Are you anxious about that? Like, do you think the world is going to have a good time in Salt Lake City?
I think so, but, like, there's also a lot of ways it can go wrong. You know, Okay, I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff, and I think there's going to be a lot of corny stuff, right? And, like, yeah, that's such a fine line. so the celebrity game, for example, has legit celebrities like Janelle Monáe. That's awesome. And then also has, you know, non-legit celebrities and could be extremely corny. And I think like the whole weekend can be that, you know, I've been to two of these in other places. I've been to Charlotte. I've been to Los Angeles when they had the All-Star games there. And like in Charlotte, it was extremely cool because it was like the center of the world, right? Like Charlotte's a pretty small city. And so like it really kind of took over downtown in a real way. And I think this All-Star game will be like that.
It seems like in a lot of ways, and even just with the team that they're building itself, the Jazz team that they're building itself, the Smiths are playing the long game. Do you think that hosting this All-Star weekend has a positive impact on the long game they're playing? Or is it going to kind of just be a wisp?
They're hoping that it has a long-term impact, right? Like, they really think that this can be like a transformational event. And like in a couple ways that, you know, just kind of like people watching the game, sure. But they also kind of think that it can have like a trickle down effect.
I am interested in this idea that like billionaires giveth and billionaires taketh away when it comes to sports in our city. Of course, we've seen their influence on neighborhoods like Ballpark, where the Millers recently announced that they're packing up the Salt Lake Bees to Daybreak. When we're talking about sports teams and their impact or their influence on communities, what kind of say does the public have? Like, or are we just kind of at the whim of these owners?
Truth be told, we're mostly at the whim of the owners. And I think if you ask the billionaires that question, they would probably disagree. But like, look, just objectively, like, yeah, the Millers could just move the ballpark, a team, you know, the Bees, or you know, baseball had been played at that site at 13 South West Temple for literally 100 years. And they can just be like, yeah, well, we bought Daybreak and we want to move it. So, you know, it just is like, well, that sucks. Even kind of smaller things like, you know, for All-Star Weekend, there's a pop-up liquor store in the Salt Palace. You know, why does it take a big sports event coming to make reasonable liquor laws in our city, you know? Yeah, to a very real extent, yeah, Ryan and Ashley Smith and the Millers and all these different billionaires have different access and have different levers that they can push than the rest of us in terms of changing our community. And, you know, some of that is because they are, you know, pillars of our community and control jobs or whatever else. But I do think, like, some of it is outsized and not necessarily fair for the little guy. Yeah, I think totally, like, so much of this is kind of unelected stuff or kind of behind the scenes politics where, you know, a billionaire or a team owner knows the right people. And again, the levers get pressed in a way that, you know, there is tax funding for All-Star Weekend and things like that.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that makes it so fascinating to me is, like, the fact that, I mean, you laid out at the top here that it seems like Ryan Smith's sort of philosophy is we want people to think we're cool. And walking into any scenario where you have access to massive levers and, like, that is sort of what you're after is just kind of makes us all feel like we're holding on to the end of the tail.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. Like, you know, last year we had free fare February, right? Where it was free for everyone all the time. And now we get free fare 10 days of All-Star because people are coming into our city. And, you know, like, I want to make a good impression. And I think, you know, free fare forever should probably be a thing. But, you know, that we are kind of picking and choosing the spots that, you know, work best for our billionaire owners rather than for kind of our society as a whole. And, you know, kind of Utahns in general, I think, is a completely fair criticism and something, you know, we can definitely, like, talk about, think about, and hate on.
The Living Traditions Festival is back in downtown Salt Lake City, May 17th through 19th. And this is when I come alive. It is so easy to sell me on 3 days of Washington Square and Library Square converting to a global food court. And this festival has truly been one of my favorites for years now. Living Traditions convenes the diversity of artistic traditions, food heritage, music, and art from the many cultures that have made Utah their home. You can expect everything from live music and dance to hands-on workshops, a little shopping, Sundance film screenings, and Bohemian Brewery. There is something for the whole family, and it's free entry. Come celebrate all of the rich cultures that make up our community. Find more information on the festival and view the full program guide at livingtraditionsfestival.com or on Instagram and Facebook at SLC Living Trad. We talk a lot on this show about our city's crown jewels. What are the institutions that open doors in our community and regulate its pulse? I choose Salt Lake Community College, and it is a home for incredibly focused Salt Lakers. Nearly 80% of their students work while going to school, many full-time jobs. If I could do college all over again, I would not be 33 and sitting on these damn student loans. And slick students aren't. 80% graduate with little to no student loan debt or save thousands knocking out credits before transferring to a four-year institution. Every day, Salt Lake Community College is transforming lives and communities through education. If you want to learn something new, refine a trade, or pursue a higher degree for the first time, explore your options at slcc.edu. Study alongside hard workers, save precious money, and be one in a class of 19, not 100. To be clear, like, I'm excited for this weekend. I have tickets to the celebrity game. Like, I love the chaos of a celebrity basketball game. Like, I'm all in. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, this is happening in the middle of the legislative session. We're talking about people who have access to the levers. The NBA almost didn't bring the All-Star game here because of last year's bill that targeted trans kids, in particular, whether or not they could play sports, trans girls. And then in the end, they are doing it anyways, right? Like, it didn't seem to really have teeth. And you cover the NBA for a living, so I wonder, like, do you have any insight into why they came to that decision in the end? Like, why not use the muscle?
So the official kind of rationale on why the NBA is keeping the All-Star game here rather than, you know, in Charlotte, they delayed it or moved it until the HB1 down there was repealed. And the North Carolina bills dealt with trans adults and kind of limited their rights. And these bills deal with trans children. And in particular, the NBA has obviously multiple trans employees, adult employees who would have been affected by the North Carolina legislation, but their employees are not affected by the Utah legislation. Now, I don't think that's actually really the reason. And I don't really think that, you know, if you ask the trans employees of the NBA that they would be excited about that. You know, really, I think the reason is because they got a whole bunch of blowback from conservative, you know, commentators and really the conservative fans for delaying the All-Star game in Charlotte. And, you know, frankly, the NBA bubble, Black Lives Matter things where, you know, like the LeBron James China controversy, they feel that it reduced the shine of their product somewhat. And so I think they're trying to pull back a little bit from politicizing as much as they did. I think that's probably, you know, the realistic answer. We will ask Adam Silver about it, the NBA commissioner, at the press conference on Saturday. But like, yeah, you know, certainly there is this influence of political leagues, or it's of sports leagues, I should say, into politics. And they're kind of trying to figure out how much do they want to press in that. You know, like, obviously, they want to press for all the benefits. They want to press for stadium financing for events like this, whatever it might be, right? They're kind of waffling on whether or not they actually want to make an impact on some of these, like, human rights stuff that is controversial to, you know, certainly, like, a lot of Utahns. Like, there's, you know, obviously, I think the trans bill is awful, but a majority of Utahns, according to a Deseret News poll, supported it, right? I think it's 55%. So they're trying not to turn off those fans because they want to make money off of them. You know, the Michael Jordan quote is, Republicans buy sneakers too, right? And that's really, you know, I think part of the calculus here.
Sure, but I see that Michael Jordan quote and I raise you, and I took that personally.
Yeah.
Just also a Michael Jordan quote. And also, you don't march into Utah and start quoting Michael Jordan.
Don't you know? Right. I mean, look, they're...
Don't you know? He pushed off.
Smart enough not to say that in public, right? Like, they're gonna say whatever they say. But, like, it is definitely the feel here is that they're trying to be avoiding that the political side of things. And by the way, like, I had a conversation with Ryan Smith about this, like, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, something like that. I think he is, and like the Jazz are like trying to go behind the scenes and make changes. They played a big role last year in killing the trans sports bill, or at least having Spencer Cox veto it. And in kind of having those conversations with Ryan, he felt that like, oh, I didn't realize that the, you know, representatives from all these states, he said, you know, in many ways, it's like they're from Mars, you know? And it's like, no, those are actually the people who, you know, the people of Vernal voted for. Or, you know, I believe Trevor Lee's, you know, it represents Layton. The Layton, Utah folks voted Trevor Lee in, right? Like, these are real representatives of real people who live out there. And just because they're kind of different than the Silicon Slopes or Silicon Valley kind of Latin thinking doesn't mean that they don't represent the opinion of Utahns. And it's like, they're not from Mars, they're from Utah. And that's kind of where we get into the conversation of, okay, what is the image of Utah that we're trying to present versus what does Utah actually electorally want, right?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because famously, one of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake, Lisa Barlow, coined this term Mormon 2.0 because she is active LDS, but she owns a tequila company. And so that's how she that's the personal brand that she's kind of building is Mormon 2.0. And I often think about Ryan Smith as being kind of like Mormon 2.0. And I'm like, is this NBA All-Star Weekend or is this Ryan Smith's Mormon 2.0 All-Star Weekend? Like, this kind of feels like... It feels more and more as we inch closer to it, like it's his party. And yeah. I don't know. I think that is very much the reason that we're landing on this idea that things could either be extremely cool or extremely corny.
And like, there's just going to be so many events that are both, right? Look, there's no doubt about it. And like, Ryan Smith is a corny personality. Like, I think that's fair. Like, I think even like among billionaires, he's actually like one of the cooler billionaires, and yet billionaires are still extremely corny. And Ryan is like so eager to be out there and like proselytize the Utah message, if you will, right?
Well, I mean, I got tickets to the celebrity game presented by Ruffles because they were like $35, and they still are, by the way, listeners. You can go, there are like tons of resale tickets available for this celebrity game, and it's at Huntsman, so there's like no bad seat. But tickets to the All-Star game start at like $1,400 for nosebleeds. And so the thing I'm trying to figure out is like, who is this weekend for?
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to pitch it to everyone, right? So like, with the tickets to the All-Star game, like essentially those are so limited because they give over half of them to sponsors, to players' families, to NBA executives, to media, to, you know, they honestly cut out part of the lower bowl so they can put a stage out there so whoever is playing during the halftime show can play. Like, so you've got kind of Vivint Arena normally at 18,000 seats goes down to 14,000, and then they sell over half of those, just give those away to all those various sponsors and kind of important people, right? VIPs. Like, really, you don't need to sell that many $1,500 tickets, and that's why they can sell them for $1,500. Although I should point out that they just dropped the price on some of them to $700. So that tells me that, you know, they haven't sold out yet.
My God, every time I open my Instagram page, I'm getting an ad asking me if I want to buy tickets to the All-Star game. And I'm like, who is this ad for?
I thought, like, Instagram, you knew better about my, like, disposable income. I don't have.
Right.
Yeah. I keep getting Instagram ads for tall men, like, if you are 6'5 and above, these clothes will fit you great. I'm like, you should know better. You have pictures of me. I'm not 6'5. I'm sorry.
It's because you're always with the Jazz. Okay, so there have been some write-ups, and you had one that's like, look, you don't have to spend $1 million to have fun this weekend. If I want to participate in All-Star Weekend, I've got a little FOMO, but I only want to spend like $50. What do you recommend that I do? How do I go about it?
Honestly, I think there's a bunch of cheap stuff to check out. So I would legit walk around downtown. At the Galvin Center, they're doing this thing called Central, where they've got musicians playing. They've turned a whole bunch of shipping containers into art galleries. They've got some sculptures and food trucks out there. That'll be going on all weekend. At the Gateway, they have a ton of like pop-up stuff. There's a free watch party for All-Star Saturday and All-Star Sunday at the Gateway from 5 to 9 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. There's some pop-up stores. Under Armour's got like a pop-up court where you can pretend to be Steph Curry or whatever. There's the Rail Jam, the Grit Rail Jam, which is like a snowboarding contest on Friday and Saturday afternoon. And all these companies are basically like going to have like all this pop-up stuff where they try to sell you on stuff. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to pay anything. You can just like walk around downtown and see what's going on.
Yeah, just people watch.
Just people watch. Legit. Oh, and then I would say like the other like cheap stuff, because you mentioned like you have a $50 budget or whatever. Like there's the G League game where you can see like who's going to be the number two pick in the draft next year, Scoot Henderson. He's really good. HBCU Classic, the celebrity game you mentioned. The All-Star practice is $50. They're doing this thing called NBA Crossover at the Salt Palace, which is basically like, imagine a home show for the NBA, like, or like a Fan X kind of thing for the NBA. Tickets for that are $40. But like, yeah, you can go in and like get your picture with an old NBA player, and you can go in and shoot some hoops with someone or play in a like pick up 3-on-3 tournament or whatever. Like, so it's again, like imagine convention, NBA convention, essentially. Is crossover at the Salt Palace. So like there's kind of all this stuff to do that is either free or $50. It isn't just for the Richie Riches. I think that's fair to say.
But I want to just quickly touch on the logistics and how this might disrupt Salt Lakers' day-to-day lives. How many people are we actually expecting to be downtown this weekend, Andy?
So they're estimating about 100,000. That is a ton. And I think like the average Salt Laker is underestimating this event. Like It is big. You will notice like a huge difference downtown. Your roads are going to be closed and all that. If you're a bartender downtown, you're going to get slammed. It's going to be a little bit crazy. And, you know, that's kind of why it's fun, right? Like, again, once every 30 years, it get kind of slammed like this, or at least for the All-Star game. But yeah, it's like every hotel room is pretty much sold out at this point. Like, it is, it's pretty bonkers.
Things feel so peaceful right now in this moment. I think it's going to hit us like a brick.
Yeah. And there is like a risk of that. Like, so, gosh, I can't remember where it was, like 7 or 8 years ago, they did the All-Star game in Las Vegas. And it was such a shit show that like they said, we'll never do this ever again. So like, there is a chance that it goes crazy or something happens or whatever. But like, that's part of the chaotic fun too.
Salt Lake Tribune Jazz Beat reporter Andy Larson, I will be watching your Twitter feed very closely this weekend. That's for sure. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Allie.
Boy, I am really hung up on Andy's note that Salt Lake, a city whose population count is just a tad over 200,000, is about to be rocked by an influx of 100,000. Hold on to your hats, people, and take public transit. On a different note, guess who is singing the national anthem at the All-Star Game? Jewel. Yeah, that's right. It's the NBA meets Lilith Fair. I thought this was a strange choice, but then I learned that our girl Jewel was born to Mormon homesteaders in Payson. So there you go. One very last thing. If you want to go to the celeb game this Friday at Huntsman, like me, there are tons of decent resale tickets right now, like starting at $35. Bring the grandkids. I dropped a link in the show notes. That's all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow morning with our weekly Friday news roundup. Bye.